We are back again, listeners, Siouxland Catholic Radio, to Faith in Action, and I'm your host for this show, Joanne Fox. Thank you again for joining us if you are right now, or if you've been with us from the top of the hour. You know we've been talking to individuals from Bishop Heelan Catholic High School here in Sioux City, Iowa. Lexi Rickey is a campus minister, Bryn Kuntz is a junior at the school, and Liam Cleary is a senior. And I have them in the studio because we are talking about a service trip to Denver, Colorado, that, Lexi kind of coordinated with Father Shane Demon, and then had 12 students go with you, drove the 10 hours to Denver. Whew. And I know that's a long time, because I actually did a bus trip to Denver when it was World Youth Day.
Oh, wow.
And I covered it for, at that time, it was the Catholic Globe, the newspaper for the Diocese of Sioux City. And I do remember kind of trying to stay awake on the bus, because we left late at night and the bus driver drove the whole way. And I'm typing stories on, I had a laptop at that time. That's how edgy I was. So it was really cool. And one thing we should remind the listeners of is Bishop Walker Nicholas is a priest of the Archdiocese of Denver.
He is.
So what a wonderful connection. And I don't know if he was aware you guys did this. If not, he's aware now, because we're putting it out there on the radio.
Yeah.
So that's really cool, you know, a neat kind of small world connection. So you get it all orchestrated, Lexi, and you're putting it together. And one of the things that's always associated with the trip is money, expenses.
Absolutely.
So how was that addressed? Did you have your students fundraise, or did you just say, you know, this is what the cost is to take part in the trip? Kind of share with the listeners how that kind of rolled out.
Yeah, so that was one of the biggest things. As Father and I were planning, where do we go, what do we do? Of course, cost is in mind. A lot of families already make a great sacrifice by sending their kids to the Catholic school. We're both very aware of that. And also with the other trips that we do, that's part of it too, is it's like, it's nice to be able to provide things, but we don't want it to just feel like parents are constantly just shelling out more and more money. Just like very aware of that. And so, as we made certain decisions on like where we would stay, what that would look like, what types of things we would do, we had some free time while we were in Denver. Okay. So, I'll say we had a couple generous donations, which helped cover like food costs, which was really nice. And also, we went to a Rockies game one day, and that was really wonderful. We went on a hike one afternoon after serving, which was beautiful. And so, yeah, cost is a big thing. The trip ended up being just under $600. And so, for 5 days, we thought that was, like, pretty reasonable. And especially getting all the way out to Denver, coming back. Budgeting was difficult, because prices of everything are going up. So, it's kind of like, how much is gas going to cost by then, you know?
Truth.
So, it's like, we're driving these... We took two of the Heelan Suburbans. We have a fleet of vehicles, which is really wonderful. And Father and I were both able to drive. That was part of the reason why we took 12, because that's how many people you can fit between two cars. We just like let them know what the cost was when we announced the trip. I think in November, we announced it right around the same time as announcing like Steubenville. And then we kind of left it up to families on how they would do the cost. So whether it's just like, we've got the money for this, we'll do it. Whether they did fundraising, whether students paid part, parents paid part, I really don't know. On my end, it was mostly just like, let me know if the cost is a thing. But for the most part, since it's an elective trip, we left it up to families to see what they would like to do to make that happen.
Okay. Well, Bryn, how did you make it happen?
My parents paid part, and I paid part as well. Like, I have a job, so that's pretty much what I did.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Liam, how did you make it happen?
Yeah, I work in the summer, so I've been saving up for a while, so I just took a chunk out of there. Yeah.
Okay. What did you have to set to one side? Say something that you really hoped to buy that you thought, this is more important? Nothing or something? Just curious.
Well, for me, it wasn't really about the money. For me, it was, I run track, and so that Saturday morning was the day of Sioux City Relays. So that's a pretty big deal for us, for our track team. And I wasn't able to go. But in my mind, definitely mission trip was definitely the better choice.
Okay. Anything like that for you, Bryn?
I'd go along with Liam. I play soccer, so definitely not as big as Sioux City Relays for him, but I did miss a game and then a tournament. And it was kind of sad because there was a couple soccer players on that trip for us, but definitely took a good chunk out of our team that time. But Yeah, otherwise, that was pretty much.
Now, a lot of times, I think we participate in things because our friends are going to do it. Did you both know the other individuals on the trip, or were some of them kind of a surprise? Bryn, why don't you chat about that first? Because you mentioned there were some other soccer players.
I did know some of them, yeah. One of my really good friends went along, and then, or two of them, I should say. There was, yeah, it was a good time, but that really wouldn't have, like, decided whether or not I go, whether or not my friends are going. Like, that wasn't the reason that I decided to go, and that wouldn't have changed it if they decided not to, but I'm really glad they did, because then we could experience that together. Like, I know me and my friend Marin, when we came back, like, a couple of days later, she just texted me, and she was like, I'm just kind of processing the trip right now. Like, so then we talked about that. So it was really, like, fruitful to go with other people. So I like that.
Well, Liam, you mentioned that this was the first trip like this that you took. Mm-hmm. Did you know other individuals who were going to be on the trip?
I did. So I missed the announcement for the first day of it, the first announcement for the mission trip. And Jocelyn Verzal, who went on the trip with us, she's in my homeroom, and she's like, oh, this is totally up your alley. Like, you should definitely do this. And I looked into it, and I was like, yeah, you're totally right. I should.
Wow, that's powerful that she would see that in you. Wow, that's really neat. So then you knew her. Did you know others?
Yep, and then most of the other seniors I get pretty well along with. So, yeah, I wasn't by myself at all out there.
Okay, great. Lexi, when you looked at the 12 that decided, isn't that interesting, the 12?
The 12,
the
yeah.
12 apostles, kind of.
Which one are you, Liam?
And you kind of looked at the mix, you know. What surprised you when you looked at, here are the individuals who want to go?
Yeah, that was, it's funny, that was a part of the conversation with Father Shane, is it's like, we just opened this trip up. So we had the trip opened up just to seniors for a few days. So seniors had the priority. And then whatever spots we had left over, we opened up to juniors. We probably launched it on like Thursday. Seniors could just sign up. And then as of Monday, juniors could sign up. So Bryn was one of them that showed up with her money. She's like, is there spots left? It's like, absolutely. Which is so cool to see, because it's also like kind of last minute in the sense of like a lot of the kids I just talked to one-on-one about it and invited to sign up. They're like, oh, we already have plans. We're already doing this stuff. But it's a total wild card. I mean, Helan's got over 500 kids. So in one sense, you know all the kids. In another sense, it's like, I have absolutely no idea who could sign up. And it's like, they would bring money to my office. We had a little down payment to secure your spot. And it was like, someone would hand me money. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so glad they're coming. And then the next person would come with money. I'm like, you too? And like all 12. It was literally like every single one of them. And I would just like run up to Father's office. I'm like, you won't believe who signed up today. And it was just like, that part was really cool. Because a lot of the people that went on the trip, like both of us have, even if not like super good relationships with, it's just like there are kids that I can look to in the school to like be involved, get things done that like stand out. And so that part was really cool. It was amazing to see. I played four sports when I was at Helan for a while. And so it's like, I have a great love for the athletes and just like what that way of life asks of them. But I think that often there's a connotation that it's like, you're the sports ones, you can't be involved with the church or religion. Like, it's kind of like, it gets really clicky. And so to see, I feel like most of the people on our trip is an athlete, like almost everybody. And so it's funny, we were talking about like, what do we want to do when we went there? It's like I said, we went to a Colorado game. We had a donation for that, a Rockies game. And a bunch of people were like, yes. And then it's like, we wanted to hike. And it's like, how do you guys feel about hiking? And everybody was pumped about it. And so that was just a surprise to me. I mean, it wasn't something I expected, but I think it really did help kind of just like team mentality and like sacrifice mentality that you don't always get in other places. So I guess that was a surprise for me.
Yeah, and it's interesting you would mention that team mentality, because actually I'd be curious to know if you, Bryn and Liam, felt that way, like you were almost a team. Bryn, why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I always say when people ask me about the trip. I'm like, it was just a great group of kids that went along. Like, I think we're the perfect people. I think maybe one of you or Father Shane mentioned that, like, all of us are like willing to like roll our sleeves up and like get stuff done, which is the kind of people you want to take on a mission trip. And like, we're all like pretty tight. Like, we all get along. No one was really like there for the wrong reasons, you know? So it was a super good group. I'm glad that the people went who went. I wouldn't have changed it.
Okay. Liam, and again, you were part of a you know, track team. Mm-hmm. By the way, what do you do in track? Are you discus thrower or
no,
runner?
100, 200, 400.
Okay, 100, 200, 400. Got it. Okay. So now you're with this group of individuals, and it, you know, it is a team building kind of effort because everybody got to work together. Did you kind of see elements of that, you know, that you had experienced with your track team folk and kind of the same kind of building up of this community of we are the service trip, you know? Did you kind of see that too?
Yeah, I did, because especially when we were working at like the Samaritan House and other like day shelters and stuff like that. Just when we were like doing cleaning and like manual labor, we were all like kind of like on the track team where you're like, oh, you know, this handoff could have been better. Here's what you need to do to fix it up. We were kind of like, okay, like you missed, this spot isn't the greatest. Like, could you go back and do that? Like, we weren't afraid to criticize each other, but we were also like very healthy in the way we did it, I think.
So did you make new friends on this trip, Liam?
I think so, because I mean, I've hardly ever talked to Bryn here before.
And here you are in the studio.
And here we are.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. I would imagine that would be something that would happen because you're a senior, Liam, and Bryn, you're a junior. You know, I don't know how many classes you might have in common. I had very few, you know, when I was a senior with the juniors or when I was a junior with the seniors. So, Bryn, how about you? I remember you said, you know, a good friend of yours went on the trip. Did you make new friends as well that you consider now buddies going forth?
Yeah, I definitely had quite a few friends that went on the trip, or like I had some good close friends, but then also just people I was friends with who I got closer with on the trip. You know, like spending that much time with them, you're going to get closer with them. And then there was, like, the people like Liam who I really didn't talk to. But it was funny because, like, I think, like, we weren't in the same car, so we didn't go together, drive down there or whatever. But then when we got there, I think he was playing Frank Sinatra. And I love Frank Sinatra. He was playing, like, some old music or something. And I was like, yes, Liam, like, turn the music up. And then we ended up playing cards game. What was that card game?
Speed?
Yes. We played Speed. He was playing card games all the time. Yeah, Lord of the Rings. We watched
that. Was a big movie.
Wow.
Father Shane loves it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All the guys there loved it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was a group of us that just loved the Lord of the Rings, so we watched that.
All right, and we still like you, even if you like Lord of the Rings. I'm not as big a fan. I have other genres of movies I like, but I love Frank Sinatra, so we're all in with that. Well, listeners, you got to stay with us. You know, we haven't even gotten into the nuts and bolts yet of this service trip, and it is so fascinating and really invigorating to hear young people talk about what they gain from something like this. So, again, this show is Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox. And please stay tuned. We will be right back. Right back.